Good afternoon. This is Tanya Schultz with Social Chats No Aging. I am live streaming with my co-host and BFF, Sandra Lopez. Hey, Sandra. Sandra, I thought you were ready. She's not ready. Hello? Okay, we lost Sandra. Oh, we're waiting for her to come back. But today we're going to chat a little bit about sleep disorder. Well, actually, not getting enough sleep. I don't know about everybody else here, but sleeping is important to me, and I actually focus my whole life around trying to get some sleep. And I want to get Sandra involved in this conversation, but for some reason, I think she...
I'm here. I'm listening to the whole thing.
What happened to you? Why aren't you talking?
Hi, everyone. I was ready, but, I have this new piercings in my ears.
And, again?
They keep pressing the mute button.
Again? You got another one?
No. The piercings, they're still fairly new. They're from the summer, this particular one on my right ear is from like a month and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
And since it's healed, I could actually use the phone on that side.
Yeah.
But every time I go to use the phone, because it's in the trachea, that earring right there always presses the mute button on my new phone.
Oh, I see. Okay. So today we had spoken
before
the show, and we were like thinking, you were saying that you don't get enough sleep, and I said I actually plan my sleep. I plan my whole life around my sleep. So, insufficient sleep is a public health epidemic, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And so today's show, we're going to chat about sleep disorder and not enough sleep or sleep deprivation. So, I can go to sleep, but just staying asleep is my problem.
See, mine is not being able to go to sleep at night, only because you get a second wind. Every night I'd say I'm going to go to sleep early.
Mm-hmm.
And 9 o'clock rolls around and I'm just wide awake. I can't go to sleep. So, I have to be dead tired,
Uh-huh.
And or go lay down and wait to fall asleep.
Well, Centers for Disease Control, they're saying that because of not enough sleep, it's a public health epidemic. And because it's increasingly recognized as an important to public health because sleep insufficiency is linked to motor vehicle crashes. So a lot of car accidents, industrial disasters, medical and other occupational errors. Think about it. I mean, I wouldn't want to be operated on by a doctor who didn't get no sleep.
Uh-huh.
And how many hours are they working?
And doctors are usually the biggest losers when it comes to sleep, because they get called out in the middle of the night for emergencies, depending on the type of doctor,
mm-hmm.
Or they just work long hours, being a doctor isn't like it used to be in the old days where they, could make good money just working 9 to 5, but, they do what it takes, and so they stay up long hours. That's kind of scary.
Yeah, that's really scary. And then they're saying that because of the people who are experiencing sleep insufficiency or sleeping, not getting enough sleep, they can be suffering from chronic disease such as... Are you listening to the show right now?
I am.
You are? You shouldn't be listening.
Oh, are you getting feedback?
Yeah, you can't be listening if you're on the show.
Oh, no. I'm not listening to the show per se. Hold on.
I'm saying,
hello?
Yeah.
I had you on a loudspeaker.
Oh, okay.
That's what it was. It was coming back as feedback.
Oh, I was like, oh, she listens. Because I hear myself talking, so I was like, she's listening to the show.
Sorry about that.
No, they're saying that.
It makes it easier to listen sometimes.
They say that people who are experiencing sleep insufficiency are most likely to suffer chronic disease such as hypertension, diabetes, depression, obesity, as well as cancer.
Wow.
Yeah, so, when you sleep, it helps you lose weight.
Yeah, plus you repair. It's like it's your time to repair.
Yeah, because you got to unplug and rejuvenate.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did is I went and I'm pulling up some statistics of right now for Center Disease Control and Prevention. They only have the statistics for 2009. I'd like to find something earlier than that. That's kind of, I'm sure we're a lot higher nowadays because of how much technology everyone is into. And, you know, when I'm like going to sleep, I'm on my phone. So that keeps you awake too.
Yeah. Plus, you know, like sleep patterns are important. You know, you have to stay on the same pattern. If something disrupts your pattern, mm-hmm. if you're used to working like a graveyard shift or something, and you're used to going to work at 10 and getting home at 6 o'clock in the morning, and you know your sleeping should be, you know, within that time you get home from work, you know, after you have something to eat. But let's say they just switch your schedule, or you're trying to work two or three jobs, that like people are today because they can't make ends meet. They, you know, the sleep patterns are off, and those are usually the people you see, you know, that don't look very healthy.
Well, they say that an estimated 50 to 70 million U.S. adults have sleep or wakefulness disorder. Notably, snoring is a major indicator of obstructive sleep apnea. See, I told Scotty. He said he wasn't snoring. He was just breathing, but I think he was snoring. So, I tell my boyfriend he has a problem snoring, and he tells me he doesn't snore, that he was breathing, and I think, that could cause it.
Is it loud when he snores?
Sometimes, but not too. It's loud, but it's enough for me. You know, I'm a very light sleeper. You know that. I have a hard time. Like, if someone's in the same room, I have a hard time with sleeping. So, but to me, it's loud. But I've heard louder.
I used to date someone who would tell me to make sure I fell asleep before he did.
Oh, I plan to go to sleep before. I sit there and, like, you know, like, plan it. I try to go to sleep before anybody does. That's why I don't like being the last one going to sleep, because people would irritate me. Because by the time I wind down and I have to hear them snoring or breathing, that would drive me crazy.
I know. I've slept in the same room with you before.
But, you know, Center for Disease Control and Prevention, they are very much into sleep apnea. Did you know that March 7th through the 13th of this year is National Sleep Awareness Week? I didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That means we can sleep as long as we want?
No. They say sleep impairment is linked as a contributing factor to motor vehicle crashes and industrial disease. So because of all this, a person experiencing sleep insufficiency are more likely to have chronic disease, you know, all the different things that I was just talking about. But they say that in 2008, approximately 28% of surveyed adults in the U.S. reported frequent insufficient sleep. So 14 days in the past 30 days, more than 14 days in the past 30 days. That's a lot for not being able to sleep. That's a lot of days in a month. But I think, I mean, I go through it like, you know, periods of time, depending on what's going on. But, and again, they say that this type of thing you should take a look at, because it can be associated to fear of poor general health, frequent mental and physical stress, depressive symptoms, anxiety and pain. So that is really, really important. And they're suggesting, okay, I don't know how much time you can have sleeping, but I wish this is my perfect world dream, if I can sleep this long. The National Sleep Foundation suggests that healthy adults need 7 to 9 hours of sleep per day.
Wow.
Okay, and school age.
That seems like a lot.
Yeah. And school age children might require 10 to 11 hours of sleep.
That's definitely my daughter.
Yeah, but do they get that much sleep, though?
No, she doesn't.
You know, like,
I guess I have to start sending her to bed at 8 o'clock.
Because it'll make her feel better.
Yeah.
But the problem is she going to go to sleep,
though? Last night I made her fall asleep early.
Oh, that's good. That's good that you start getting her into this. Because I don't think, you know, if you don't get... I don't know. I think it's also part of your parents, too, you know, because when I was growing up, it was more of like, you know, if I didn't go to sleep at a certain time, but I had to wake up a certain time. You know, my schedule was there constantly. Mm-hmm. So that's the sad part about this because, you know, you were raised a certain way, to, you know, how you fall asleep and then raised a certain way, how you're going to wake up. So
right.
I'm always like waking up, I get anxiety. Now as an adult falling asleep, I get anxiety because I'm not falling asleep fast enough because I know I have to wake up.
Yeah, I know. That's the worst thing you can do before you go to sleep is be anxious about falling asleep.
Yeah.
You know, just say to yourself, I need this and I'm going to shut down. It's easier said than done, I know.
Yeah, I was going to say, most people don't do that. So, and you know, they have sleep studies and there's a lot of different things. I think that I bet you the number one pharmaceutical medicine in America is probably sleeping pills. I mean, look at Ambien. I mean, no, I'm just saying that, you know, it must be because like we have such a huge disorder in America besides obesity, and that is also linked to this sleep disorder. So maybe, you know, there's something going on in there. That needs to be figured out.
I don't know. I've always, like, for the longest time, I've always only needed, 6 hours of sleep and felt like if I got any more, I would feel tired. But now, I guess now that I'm a little older, instead of, how older people usually, like, they wake up so early, you know, you kind of wonder, and they say that the older you get, you lose sleep. The older I get, the more I want to sleep.
Well, that's why you want to sleep, because you want to stay young and healthy. That's why a lot of people who don't get enough sleep, you notice they age very quickly.
Right. I guess I want to stay looking 30.
Yeah, who doesn't? I'm posting on Facebook right now, on Twitter, I mean.
So what drugs are available out there?
There's a lot of drugs available.
Holistic and prescribed.
There's a lot of drugs available. Hold on 2 seconds. Let me just post on. Sorry about that. Type as fast as I can as we go. Okay, here we go.
I'm downstairs. I just don't want to upset the puppies.
Oh, okay, no worries.
So come up?
You can come up if you want.
I'll stay in the car for a little bit.
Okay, you stay in the car. Okay, because I was going to... Okay, so let's go back and talk about some of the... I want to talk about some of the sleep stats.
The status?
Yeah.
What?
So, well, we talked about how, you know, how we are so deficient in sleeping, and but what qualifies you as sleep apnea?
I'm sorry?
You know, sleep apnea? I mean, what is qualification as a sleep apnea? I mean, like... Is not getting enough sleep considered sleep apnea? I mean, can you be, like, if you went to the doctor and you tell the doctor you're not sleeping enough, would he say, oh, you have sleep apnea?
No, actually, there's something that happens when you sleep. Sleep apnea is actually you stop breathing.
Oh.
You stop breathing when you sleep. It's very dangerous. So a lot of people who are diagnosed with it, they usually have to go through like a sleep study test, you know, overnight testing.
Uh-huh.
And they end up with a special breathing equipment for their home, and they have to sleep with that every night.
Yeah, because nowadays there's people get medication. I mean, that machine must be one part of it, but there's different things that they offer as some type of therapy. And also, you know, sleep apnea could be because they say that people who have sleeping issues increase their risk of heart attack or stroke. So,
I can see that. You know, I could see that happening. Sleep is really important. I mean, it's a part of our natural life, you know. All animals sleep, eat, and, you know.
Well, according to, like, the 2005 poll right now, I mean, it's like the data is not even up to date. And this is the and I got this from a website. It's from National Sleep Foundation. And they're saying that more than one half of America's adults nap at least once a week, which is good, you know.
That's good.
Yeah, but the majority
of them... In Europe, they especially in France,
mm-hmm.
When I was there in France and Switzerland, every store closes at noontime, so 1:30 for a break for lunch,
uh-huh.
And they take siesta. Sometimes it's a 1.5 hour or 2 hour break. They actually close in the middle of the day, even 3 hours, to take a nap.
Wow.
Only in America do we not sleep, take naps in the middle of the day. They do the same thing in Mexico. It's called the siesta.
Ah, so we need to get some fiesta going on. Yeah, I like taking a nap. I like napping. I nap a little bit once in a while, you know. But they say the majority of America's adults do not use anything to help them sleep. For those who do use a sleep aid, alcohol appears to be the popular choice. 11% of adults say they use alcohol, beer, or wine at least a few nights a week. 9% use over-the-counter sleep aids. 7% say they use prescription medication. Okay, this is in 2005. I know the numbers are a lot higher than that these days.
Oh, yeah.
So this category, sleep apnea, insomnia, narcolepsy, restless leg syndrome. I really thought that was something made up. But that's actually for real. And then drowsy driving. And that's about 6 in 10 adults licensed to drive. I'm sorry, what?
Did you say restless leg syndrome was something that you thought was made up?
Yeah, I didn't realize it was just something that's for real. I know, I saw it. They have medication for it. But it falls under sleep disorder.
Wow.
Yeah. And they say... Go ahead.
I know people who have that.
Yeah, it's something to do with sleep disorder. And it's estimated restless leg syndrome, which is RLS, affects 12 million Americans. And they say it could be higher. Because a lot of people aren't diagnosed yet.
Right, well, because I think a lot of people think like you do that it's not a real,
But this is...
linked to anything.
So before you get in the car, think about this, though. And this is the other part, too. When you get up in the morning, you're going to go get in the car and you drive to go to work or whatever. But they said that according to this, and this is only 2005. I'm going to find a newer update. But this is about 6 in 10 of adult licensed to drive, which is 60%, or about 118 million people, say they have driven drowsy at least once in the past year.
Oh, wow.
And what about this? 17%, which is, around maybe 32 million, say they fell asleep at the wheel. 17% of drivers fall asleep at the wheel. So,
I've never fallen asleep, but I can vouch for feeling drowsy.
Oh, I feel drowsy all the time when I was going through that. It's kind of crazy, actually. But it's stuff like that you never think that could happen.
If it's not, what was the statistic again?
For which one?
For drowsy driving.
For drowsy driving. Say it really fast. Drowsy driving.
Drowsy driving.
They say that about 60%.
Wow.
And this is in 2005. I know that's more than that. But they're saying that 17% fall asleep while they're driving.
Gosh, that will make you get agoraphobia, which is a fear of leaving your house.
I know, big time. I'm in fear of leaving my house right now just reading this stuff. But I've always laughed about different things that people do for, have to be well and get better and stuff. But, sleep disorder is one thing, but you always have to wonder if we can figure out how to stay awake and go to sleep when we're supposed to, it should help us tremendously. So, I was just telling you about this drug that, that they had approved, I think it was like 2005 FDA during this time, you got to realize there's a lot of stuff happening during this time when FDA was doing a study and they actually approved this drug. And I think a lot of people, I don't know, you've heard of it. It's called GHB.
Yes.
Did you know you can get that prescribed to you?
That's crazy.
If you say that you have narcolepsy and they'll ship it to you.
Oh my gosh.
And the drug name is, the compounding name is sodium oxybate. Sodium oxybate.
Was actually, founded as an anesthetic. It was used as an anesthetic because people would fall asleep.
Jeez.
Yeah. So, I can't imagine drivers on anesthesia.
And yeah, so what do you think that's? I don't want to get in my car, and I'm glad I don't drive that much. And they say that, and the brand name is called Xyram. That's how you can find it.
Xyram.
Yeah,
it's pronounced. Have to get a prescription for it.
Yeah, it's XYREM, Xyram.
What is that, a pill, or?
Well, they send it to you, I'll tell you exactly how they do it. Well, before we even start, it actually comes in a little pellet, it looks like pill, and you put it in water, and you take a scoop, two scoops a night.
Oh, really?
Hint, the lingo, and they actually send you information how to do it.
Oh, my God. GHB was one of the date rape drugs, wasn't it?
Yep.
And now people can get it under a prescription?
Well, people don't know that. People like me know that, but people like them don't know that.
Oh, my gosh.
It's called Xyram. So on drugs information online, so drugs.com, this is what they wrote about it. Do not laugh too much, okay, because this is crazy that they do this. So, it says, warning, central nervous system depressant with abuse potential should not be used with alcohol or other CNS depressants. Sodium oxybate is GHB, a known drug of abuse. Abuse has been associated with some important central nervous system, adverse events, including death. Even at a recommended dose, use has been associated with confusion, depression, and other neuropsychiatric events. Report of respiratory depression occurred in clinical trial. Almost all the patients who received sodium oxybate during clinical trial were receiving CNS stimulants. Important CNS adverse events associated with abuse of GHB include seizure, respiratory depression, and profound decreases in level of consciousness, with instances of coma and death. For events that occurred outside of clinical trial and people taking GHB for a recreational purpose, the circumstances surrounding the events are often unclear. Dose of GHB taken, the nature and amount of alcohol or any concomitant drugs. Xyram is available through the Xyram Success Program. They're using a centralized pharmacy. There's only one pharmacy that can fill this prescription.
Oh, God.
It's not like you can go to Eckerd's. I'm not Eckerd's. There's no more Eckerd's, but I'm talking about CVS or Walmart or Publix to pick up this medication.
So this is an FDA-approved drug now?
It is an FDA-approved drug, and it's called, you can get it, it's called the Success Program. The Success Program provides educational materials to the prescriber and the patients explaining the risk and proper use of sodium oxybate and the required prescription form. Once it is documented that the patient has read and or understood the materials, the drug will be shipped to the patient. The Xyram Success Program also recommended patients follow up every 3 months. physicians are expected to report all serious adverse events to the manufacturer. Bad enough we were having, you know, painkiller problems, especially in the state of Florida, you know, with all the abuse.
Could now you, we're going to have a GHB problem.
Well, and the thing was, the problem about this is, like, no one knows about this, only certain people. They'll know it now because we're talking about it. But it's very, and again, that's another one of those things that you wonder what the FDA was thinking of, especially, you know, with all the thing that's happening in the news with it.
Oh my gosh, that is so scary right now. I don't even know what to say, Tanya.
I know. I tell people this, no one believes me. That's just one of the reason why I question everything that I take from the. I don't care what FDA tells me, how much they're here to save me or help me, but the fact that they can approve a drug like this, and wow. Do you want to know how it's used?
Yes.
I say the absorption. Hold on 2 seconds. Let me. And it's really based on metabolism because you know, because if you take GHB, a lot of the bodybuilders use it to work out. You know, and go to sleep, and they you know, they work out, they take it, they go to sleep, they wake up, they feel great.
Right, it's supposed to help them sleep better.
Yep.
So that they can build muscle.
Mm-hmm. So, let me
special. Wasn't that available at GNC before?
Long time ago. They say that this Xyrem hasn't been, they haven't done a study on, which they should, because it's supposed to help with, if you take GHB, supposedly it's supposed to help with your insulin growth factor. So, because it's supposed to, you know, help with your liver and stuff, but you know, if you get older, as you age, you want to be able to sleep better, but they have never tested this on anyone 65 and over.
Planning on prescribing it to
people like us.
Oh, that's scary.
And they said they haven't prescribed it to anyone age 18 and under. They said that for gender, in a study of 18 female and 18 male healthy adult volunteers, so they had healthy adult volunteer for this study, no gender differences were detected in the pharmacokinetics of sodium oxybate following a single oral dose of 4.5 gram of it. And there's not enough data on race. They said because there's no renal disease because the kidney does not have a significant role in the excretion of sodium oxybate. No pharmacokinetic study in patients with renal dysfunction has been conducted. No effect of renal function on sodium oxybate would be expected. So
your kidneys will be safe.
Your kidney's safe. This year, hepatic disease, they say it looks safe too. They say that, it's kind of interesting that they haven't tested on anyone 65 and over.
But I thought it was to help people sleep.
And if you're older, I guess people still think that if you're old, you don't need to sleep. You know?
Gosh, I would think that would be the most important time to sleep.
Well, I'm ready to sleep. Reading this, I'm kind of scared right now. And also, you know what else they use this for? Fibromyalgia. It's being used for fibromyalgia and narcolepsy.
Narcolepsy, isn't that when you fall asleep anywhere?
Uh-huh.
So how would it help someone who's got narcolepsy?
It's supposed to help to keep them sleeping. So they have all these different... Yeah.
That's so scary. I just can't imagine that being legal.
Well, it is, and it is... There's also contraindications too. So, indication and usage for Xyrem. Xyrem oral solution is indicated for the treatment of excessive daytime sleepiness and cataplexy in patients with narcolepsy. In Xyrem clinical trials, approximately 80% of patients maintained concomitant stimulant use. So they slept, but the contraindication, Xyrem is contraindicated in patients being treated with sedative hypnotic agents. Why would you give that to someone who's already on stuff that's a sedative already? I mean, they really want to kill you then.
I think it's a conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy, and I can hear you at the door. Look, I have a film. Hi. I can hear you.
Oh, my God.
This is what it sounds like. Can you want to turn it off? Can you turn off your phone? She turned off her phone. Now we know what it sounds like. See? Why don't you turn off your phone? Like, there we go.
I should just
hung up from you. That's what it was. That'd be too easy.
Hi.
Hi.
Now we're together.
We have about 20 minutes. Oh, here, let me pull this up for you.
No, I'm fine. Don't worry about me. I'll just stand here.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Let me look at it.
See? And then they have a black box warning, too. Like,
what is black box warning?
That's what I'm going to find out. Like, they say that, like, due to the rapid onset of its CNS depressant effect, I call it Xyrem. I just think Xyrem. It should only be ingested at bedtime and while in bed for at least 6 hours after ingesting sodium oxybate, which is Xyrem, or GHB, as some people, I want to continue calling it. Why can't you just say GHB?
Well,
GHB.
Well, because it was illegal. It was a felony to have that drug.
I know, but if I say that my doctor told me I could have this drug,
now you could have it.
That's so funny, right? Well, I think it's hilarious. So,
I think it's more like a giddy hilarious.
Yeah,
like a nervous. Oh my God.
What?
You
can't believe it, right?
Right. I can just see this being a real big problem.
Well, remember how the date rape drug is they put it in alcohol? So according to the warning, you see the warning?
Well, I guess they realized that by many studies,
Many studies, off-label studies.
Off-label.
The combined use of alcohol with sodium oxybate, Xyrem, or GHB, may result in potentiation of the central nervous system depressant effects of sodium oxybate and alcohol. Therefore, patients should be warned strongly against the use of any alcoholic beverages in conjunction with sodium oxybate. Sodium oxybate should not be used in combination with sedative hypnotics or other CNS depressant. You think?
GHB was like on every single ambulatory bill.
I know.
When I worked for the billing and collection agency.
Really?
We had a billing for...
GHB?
No, we billed for an ambulance service.
Oh, because somebody...
In Orlando, in the Orlando area. And I could tell you that I would read information, because you would need to know who you're dealing with and what went on, why they can't pay their bill.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of them were GHB, overdose, GHB found in their bloodstream, dead on arrival. I mean, like lots of really crazy, crazy bills for GHB users. Or, they didn't know they were using it, just a date rape thing.
Yeah, but the thing is, during the clinical study, and they still passed this, though.
No one died?
2.6% of patients treated with sodium oxybate experienced confusion. Fewer than 1% of patients discontinued the drug because of confusion. Confusion was reported at all recommended doses from 6 to 9 nights. In a control trial where patients were randomized to fixed total daily dose of 3, 6, and 9, a night or a placebo, a dose-response relationship for confusion was demonstrated with 17% of patients.
Wow.
I mean, why would they continue? It's a good drug, right?
They want to keep us confused.
They are, right? And depression? 3.2% had depression. And I think there were two suicides.
No.
In the 717 patient data set, there were two suicides and one attempted suicide recorded in a patient with previous history of depressive psychiatric disorder. Of the two suicides, one patient used sodium oxybate in conjunction with other drugs. Sodium oxybate was not involved in the second suicide.
Wow, we're going to be dropping off like flies.
And listen to this. Usage in the elderly. There is very limited experience with sodium oxybate in the elderly. Therefore, elderly patients should be monitored closely for impaired motor and cognitive function when taking sodium oxybate.
A lot of elderly live alone.
I know. Could you imagine people are doing scoops?
Crazy.
Oh, how about sleepwalking?
Sleepwalking.
They say that
this section refers to confused behavior. Again, confused.
So,
Jesus.
So, Xyrem dose. And I got to find the part where they tell you how to make it. You're going to laugh.
Hepatic insufficiency comprises liver function will have an increased elimination.
Okay, we're live, actually.
Oh, sorry.
You're reading. But okay, here's the medication guide. Okay. Xyrem is a federally controlled substance.
If you sell it, distribute it, or give it to your Xyrem to anyone else, or if you use the Xyrem for purposes other than what it was prescribed for, you may be punished under federal and state law by jail and fines. It is very important to keep Xyrem out of reach of children and pets. Xyrem can cause serious side effects, including trouble breathing while asleep, mm-hmm. confusion, abnormal thinking, depression, and loss of consciousness.
The active ingredients of Xyrem is GHB.
Gamma-hydroxybutyrate.
Yep.
GHB is a chemical that has been abused and misused. So now we're giving a prescription for it.
Uh-huh. God. Xyrem can cause sleep very quickly. Therefore, take Xyrem only at bedtime and while in bed.
Do not drive a car.
Duh.
Operate heavy machinery or perform any activity that is dangerous or that it sounds like anything is dangerous, even sleeping.
I know. Should not take Xyrem.
What?
They say who should not take Xyrem? Do not take Xyrem if you take other sleep medicines or sedatives. Have a rare condition and called succinic
semi-dihydride.
I've never heard of that. What is that? I wonder what that rare condition is. Well, you shouldn't be taking it if you're breastfeeding either.
Tell your doctor if you have or had depression or tried to harm yourself.
How about this? Are you on a salt-restricted diet, have high blood pressure, heart failure, or kidney problems? Xyrem contains a lot of sodium and may not be right for you. Is that why it tastes salty?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. That's what somebody told me.
Yeah, well, this is really ridiculous.
I know. Isn't it sad that we are... That this is what America is coming to. I say breathing problems, bedwetting.
Bedwetting. Oh, great.
Honey, either stop snoring. You can either get rid of, if you're dating with someone and they snore, you want to get rid of have narcolepsy, you need to wet your bed.
Call your doctor if you have confusion, psychosis, abnormal thinking, agitation, depression, or thoughts of killing yourself. Or try to kill someone else, maybe.
Okay, so you can only get it from one place, so...
Who's the...
Here it is. This is what I was trying to show you. I was looking for it. Direction for using Xyrem. Never leave your Xyrem in a place where children or pets can get to it. Yeah, think? Your Xyrem shipment will contain one or more bottles of medicine, two dosing cups with child-resistant caps, a liquid measuring device, and this medication guide. I tell people this and no one believe me. Remove the Xyrem bottle and the measuring device from the box. Remove the measuring device from the wrapper. Remove the bottle cap by pushing down while turning the cap counterclockwise. Okay. After removing the cap, set the bottle upright on a tabletop. While holding the bottle to its upright position, insert the tip of the measuring device into the center opening on the top of the bottle and press down firmly. While holding the bottle measuring the device down in one hand, draw up the prescribed dose with the other hand by pulling on the plunger.
So it comes in liquid.
Medicine would not follow into the measuring device unless you keep the bottle in its upright position. No, it comes in like that, but then you make it.
Oh, wow.
See, look, see? Remove the measuring device from the center opening of the bottle. Empty each Xyrem dose into a dosing cup. Then add about 2 ounces of water to each cup. Prepare both doses before bedtime. Place the caps provided on the dosing cup and turn each cap clockwise to the right until it clicks and locks into its child-resistant position. Recap the Xyrem bottle and store it in a safe and secure place. Locked up if needed, out of the reach of children. Okay, rinse the liquid measuring device with water. Okay, this is the funny part here.
You got to take a second dose.
Yes.
Because the GHB, I did some studies in the past, has an elastic effect. So the first dose you take will kind of like recoil. And it makes, that's why it gives you that sleepiness. And then if you take another dose, it kind of intensifies that recoiling and recoiling. It comes over and over, goes back into your system.
Yeah, they say the alarm to wake yourself up, though. You know the whole idea to sleep through the night? So when you wake up 2.5 to 4 hours later, remove the cap from the second dosing cup.
When you wake up.
Oh. When you wake up.
Oh, okay.
While sitting in bed, drink all the second dose right before lying down to continue sleeping. Recap the second cup. So there you go.
Wow.
You can get this.
Why did they give it a different name? Sodium.
Well, that's the compounding name.
Wow.
So you get the pack and you get one bottle and a one carton. Okay. It tells you how many you get. This is all the stuff.
It's malic acid and sodium oxybate, which is 4-hydroxybutanoic acid. Wow.
500 milligram and 1 ml. So.
This is nuts.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
See, now you too can have Xyrem in your own safety of your own home. Yes. So, what do you think of that?
I don't know. I wonder if you go to your doctor and ask him for it, if he knows. Who's the pharma company that farms it out?
Let's see. There's only one company. I think it's in, I read this like in 2005. This is the information I'm giving you right now. This was happening. This company is out of Vermont. Let me find out where is it at. And administration, da da da. Okay.
Now, has this been around since 2005?
It's always been around for a long time, but it got approved as a sleep disorder drug.
When? In 2005?
Mm-hmm. And I think that's when all that craziness. And then remember, they took it off the shelf?
Uh-huh.
They took it off the over-the-counter shelf.
Well, yeah, so they can make money in the pharma area.
Yeah, so, but they still approved it. I'm trying to find.
It's kind of strange that it has all these side effects and.
Well, the side effects are crazy: bedwetting, headache, dizziness,
upset stomach,
vomiting, diarrhea, heartburn, stomach pain, back pain, weakness, difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep,
flu-like symptoms,
sweating, ringing in the ears, problem with vision, painful or irregular menstrual periods, abnormal sensitivity to touch or sound.
Wow.
I don't know.
Sore throat, fever, chills, and other signs of infection. Ew.
Yeah. And let's see. Besides all that, let me find a company. I just had the name of the company, and now I can't figure out. Okay. Treating symptoms associated with alcohol withdrawal. And they all say they're using this to treat symptoms of associated with alcohol withdrawal and preventing relapse for people who are dependent on alcohol.
Wow.
Wow.
So they'll get addicted to another thing.
Yeah.
Alcoholics usually never stop drinking.
Yeah, that they're preventing relapse of people who are dependent on alcohol.
Oh. Alcoholics usually never stop drinking because it's available. So now they'll have gamma hydroxybutyrate, GHB, which they'll also be addicted to because it's highly addictive.
They had 286 participant. And effectiveness of GHB in reducing withdrawal syndrome. These compared the drug with a variety of other intervention, making it impossible to use them all in a single analysis. They say that one study suggests that GHB might reduce withdrawal symptoms more than a placebo, but this is based on a very small number of patients.
Well, placebo's nothing, so.
I know. So, either this, of course, it's, like, think about it, though. It's going to help you.
Yeah, well, it helps you sleep, then you get addicted to it.
You get a buzz off of it.
Yeah.
But, I'll pull up Xyram manufacturer. Okay. And you can buy it online, too. Manufacturer pricing.
Wow. With a prescription, of course.
Of course. You got to have a prescription. Yeah. But when does that stop anybody? Our supplier of the active... Well, I don't know if I want to say where to get it, but how interesting that you can get anywhere.
Wow.
It's only available through the Xyrem Success story. So, and I'm just trying to find the company.
It's called Jazz Pharmaceuticals, manufacturer of Xyrem. Jazz.
Here we go. And
all that jazz.
All that jazz. And jazz hand, too, while we're at it. It's in California. They moved it. It used to be in Vermont.
Palo Alto, California.
That's where Facebook is. That's where the Facebook corporate office is. That's where Dr. Nick Delgado and all.
He's in Palo Alto?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So they're the makers of Luvox, which is a central.
Gotta make three drugs.
Luvox CR, which is an anxiety drug, and Antizol, which is poison and drug dependence. So they're definitely in the dependency.
Yeah, they're here to make you need it for everything. So they make, let's see. Wow, click to visit the website. Let's look at the website.
Yeah.
Jazz Pharmaceutical. Very interesting.
Inspired mindset. Delivering new hope.
And are you reading to me or are you reading to
yourself? Oh, no. It's their mission is to develop valuable products in psychiatry and neurology.
So,
always neurology. Keep patients firmly in mind.
Wow. And this is what Jazz Pharmaceutical is. We are a specialty pharmaceutical company that identifies, develops, and commercializes innovative products to satisfy unmet medical needs in neurology and psychiatry. Our unwavering commitment is improving patients' care is demonstrated every day through unique patient and physician program and our ongoing collaboration with patients, physicians, and advocacy groups. Building collaborative relationships that foster innovation is the key to our success. I wonder if they're going to make PMDMA one day.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I mean, they're doing studies now, right? Why not?
I'm going to look them up on the stock exchange.
And see how much? Yeah. Well, they must have, the investors, they have their third quarter results investor call. You can call and join the webcast. You can get all the financial results and everything, so... Well, they're at $37.18. They're down 62%. 0.62. So, that's pretty good.
$37, that's more than Intel.
Well, I mean, think about it. Anything that you have a product that's for sleep, anything to do with sleep.
Well, I'm saving it in my...
Are you saving it in your phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what to watch.
Okay.
It'd be interesting to know if the stocks increase on it.
After this show? I noticed they don't have a Facebook or a Twitter page.
Let's not make the world aware of this.
No? Yeah. I'm having like a deja vu again because I did some... This is weird. I just have another deja vu moment again. Like about something that I discovered and I thought was kind of cool. But then I wanted to talk about it. And then you told me, oh, let's not tell the world about this. Even though we're live streaming it across the internet. And
yeah, but we've just told them, you know, that you can kill yourself and all kinds of stuff. So,
and when does that stop anybody? A little OD here and there is always good. You know, keep something lively. As long as you get some sleep. I mean, sleeping is so important these days. People don't care.
Some will die, but that's okay.
I mean, I wonder why Michael Jackson wasn't on this.
You never know if he was.
I wonder if he was on this or not. It could be one of the underlying drug that he was on. It just makes more
sense.
But I'd like to see them make pure MDMA.
Well, yeah. It has lots of benefits.
Yeah. Think of all the stuff that's going on right now in the world.
For psychiatry and...
Yeah, it fits... It fits
management.
Their model. It fits their model.
Yeah.
It does. It's their model. They are in. They're focused on specialty audiences, including neurology, psychiatry, rheumatology, and pain management. So
go to their products. Go to their products tab. There they are.
Look at that pretty packaging.
Nice.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Full prescribing.
And they have Luvox CR. What is Luvox CR? I want to know what about that is.
Well, look at it. It says, this product information is intended only for residents of the United States.
Okay. Only in America you can get these products. Xyram, which is GHB, only in America. So, wow, that's awesome. You know how you go overseas to get certain things? We have our own drugs that we can only get in America. Okay. But I want to know what Luvox CR is. Isn't it anything good?
Luvox
I'm just kind of curious.
Once a day, Luvox CR, extended release capsule.
For obsessive compulsive disorder. Do we have that many people?
OCD, yeah, we have a lot of people with OCD.
And they really take drugs to make sure they're not OCD?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, like, OCD is a disorder, you know? You have people who will wash their hands 200 times in a day. That's an obsession. I mean, like, that in itself, 200 times a day, how much time have you taken from your day? That's so unproductive.
That's true. But I'm kind of curious, what's the side effects of this?
Learn more, where it says learn more.
And you have to take it at bedtime with or without food. You take it before you go to bed?
What is that? Spherodial oral drug absorption, that's a different delivery system.
Where?
It says sodas. Underneath.
Right here?
Yeah.
Technology is designed to minimize peak to through plasma level fluctuations over a 24-hour period. That is a very... It's got to be time release because it has a CR at the end of it. I always thought. Okay, the... This cracks me up. I still can't get over they actually passed this. In clinical trials, the most commonly observed adverse events with incidence of more than 5% and at least twice that of placebo were nausea. What is that?
That you can't sleep.
So you can't sleep on it?
Uh-huh.
So you take a little GHB? Then
So you do a little Xyram.
Yeah, Xyram, you'd be set. You get diarrhea, anorexia. You lose weight on this stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Abnormal ejaculation, though. I don't know.
Oh, God. That would create another OCD pattern.
I know.
Depressed libido. Ugh.
We don't want that.
Yuck.
We want to be able to have fun sex. We don't want to take a pill.
Ugh.
But in someone who is OCD, do they even have sex? About, like, that are obsessive about different things. Oh, they can be OCD about sex, I guess. So, I'm going to on a different tangent right now. So, let's round up the show. So, as you guys know, we have problems sleeping in America. And only in America, you can get a date rape drug called Xyram.
Prescribed to you, of course.
To you, of course. So you cannot share that with your friend or give it to anyone that you're going on a date with.
You cannot. This should not be part of your dating ritual.
You can't slip it in somebody's drink.
Yeah. And you guys know we are doing this just to give you, this is to educate people out there. And I'm taking this really seriously, but this is kind of funny, the fact that FDA approved this drug. And
an oxymoron.
It's, and then there's only two drugs. There's a third drug that they're supposed to be making, but we don't see it. So we'll have to come back and I'll do more research on this pharmaceutical company. But at one time, it was only one, when it first came out, it was a compounding pharmacy out of Vermont that made it. This.
Oh.
And now is a pharmaceutical. So they made enough money from 2005 on that, during that time, I think in the news, we had a lot of date rape drugs that was going on. That you know, incident of, back then it was a huge
2005. Media. Wow.
Huge media. So, God, and to think, maybe they were, those people who were accusing people of date rape, maybe they were part of the study and didn't know it. You know?
It's a conspiracy,
but,
I told you.
But there was no, you know, press release or any kind saying that, you know, we're looking for case studies. You know, come on.
I told you, they're all watching us.
So, and isn't the same, this company is in where Facebook is at. So be careful. So on that note, you guys have a great day. Before we go, I want to do some birthday shout out. Do you have any birthdays today?
Only one.
Denise Erickson?
Yes.
It's her birthday. Happy birthday, Denise.
Happy birthday.
And also, I have one too, but I think this...
Oh, wow. It's a shelter.
Yeah. Irish Conair is the name of the shelter. So it's their birthday. So I think that's when they were founded, probably.
Yeah.
So everyone have a great day. And I will be back tomorrow with Social Chats Personal Branding with Demi Pitchell. And again, thank you very much. Have a great day and enjoy this beautiful weather in South Florida. Bye.